Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast, hosted by 4,000 of my supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy, Straight From The Stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands. This week, we had a lot to cover. A busy week of signings and rumors. Our preference between Ola and Rodrigo. Is Alessandrini a viable option up top? And Landon to Leon in Liga MX. That and more. So sit back and enjoy. Check it out.
Good morning. Episode 10. I didn't think we'd get past 3. How y'all doing?
I'm wired as fuck. So is Massa. You know, we've been up, paid our dues, did what we had to do for this podcast, you know, while two of our other colleagues, you know, just had to be Snorlax as fuck and keep sleeping.
Hey.
The coffee's about to kick in, so catch me in a little bit.
This diet water's about to kick in, so... We'll be getting Gucci, though.
Diet water?
Diet water. Yeah, no.
Is that like Space Jam or what?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yo, 10 episodes. 10 That's episodes. 10 episodes, like 900 listens. That is fucking crazy. I was talking to Jeremy earlier this weekend.
Hold on. Listens or downloads?
Or downloads.
Which right, I kind of did it for Lisa, kind of forced her to do it on her phone. Cool. You know, dad. I'm kidding.
No, even if
let's take 100 out of that.
No, yeah, right?
No. Kidding.
So I was telling Jeremy, and I was telling him that I really thought we could have maybe 50 listens.
Easy.
Right? And the fact that we actually have people listening, and not only people that know us, but like some people that we don't know kind of just...
Yeah.
That is fucking trim, yeah. So, really, really appreciate it. Episode 10. Hopefully, there's a shit ton more to come.
And if you don't know who we are, we don't know who you are, feel free to reach out to us on social media. We'd be happy to meet up with you at a game. If you hang out with me, I'll buy you a beer. You hang out with Rudy, he'll probably give you, like, lettuce or some shit.
You hang out with Masatelli, he ain't buying you shit.
If you hang out with Masa, you're not going to be there because that means you're probably gonna be at his house watching on TV.
That is accurate, actually.
Hey, Angel, what if I hang out with you? Can you give me a beer?
What's that?
What if I hang with you? Can you get me a beer?
Dog, you steal me a bottle from Seattle. Don't forget that.
I'm going to take that shit home opener and you better fucking drink it.
It's a Sunday, though.
Sunday.
I don't drink Sunday games.
And I'm going to do Sailor Jerry, too.
We could plan that. We could do one game where we drink a little bit.
I definitely am not going to home opener.
We'll plan it. And then I won't take the boys. I'll just take Lisa and we'll Uber some shit.
Let's do it. Yeah, all right, for sure. I'm down.
All right.
Game against a nobody team, though, like Atlanta or some shit, you know?
LAFC.
Where shit's not going to go down.
So we got signings. We got rumors. We got news. We got shit moving.
We got kitchen.
We got kitchen, baby.
We got living.
We're cooking. We're cooking.
Kenmore as fuck, dog.
Nah, we got this
move. Kitchen aid.
Moves happen. Moves happen.
I got the moves.
I'm like Jaggers?
I'm okay with some of them. Don't know how I feel about others. Want to talk about that?
let's talk about it.
Yeah. At this point, the fact that we have 2021 players, it's still beyond me because that means we had to sign, in the matter of 2 weeks, we signed like 4 players?
Whatever.
Well, we signed a player per day, really. That's what it was.
That shit's wild to me because I honestly thought that we were going to make it to January 22nd is when they... report.
And then sign everybody? Sign 10 people one day?
Yeah, sign that day.
Well, I mean, we had already been talking about Kitchen and Bigum and Carrasco, you know, in previous episodes. So we kind of knew that was going to happen. I guess it was just a matter of when it was going to happen.
I didn't.
Bingham was going to happen like
really?
That.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't.
I figured.
I thought it was going to be like a chess
player. I thought it was going to happen.
Now, what I thought did happen, though, is they were waiting to see if there was any other goalkeepers available. And when we didn't have any available, then that's when we signed. Bingham.
All right. Well, so signings to date, right now, I guess in the order that they happened, first was Perry Kitchen. I guess they were announced, right? Perry Kitchen, David Bingham, Servando Carrasco, Brian Silvestre, and, well, I guess that Emra Clementa thing is not confirmed yet.
That's the, yeah.
But, yeah, I saw the thing that George was talking about, that his shit was all over social media. Well, it, we haven't signed him yet. You know, it's been the rumors going around everywhere.
He announced that he was over here drinking on Snapchat.
His girlfriend announced that shit. That's what that was.
Oh, that was?
Women be ruining your life.
It was Instagram, dog. It was on Instagram. He was chugging. Basically, what happened, his girlfriend straight Tyrese Gibson his ass when Dr. Dre announced the whole, you know, $1 billion signing with Apple for the Beats by Dre. That's same shit, except that I like... way lower level because he's way lower level because no one knows Sacramento. Who the fuck he is. Yeah,
he defended all right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we've seen him because he's been a starter apparently for Sacramento for the last 3 years. We just didn't really know who he, like, paid attention to him like that because we don't really care about Sacramento. But I mean, we've seen those games against Sacramento on, you know, at the stadium at the track and field, and also when we've gotten our asses whipped over there on YouTube. So I'm sure we've seen him. You know, I'm sure we've seen him. We just, you know, we weren't looking. It's like, we weren't looking to sign anybody. So he must have some talent if he's been a starter, you know, three plus. He's going to be a depth player. But anyways, that's the signings for right now. As of right now, it's been 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players.
Six.
This past week. Well, again, with the Emra Clementa thing, hasn't been announced yet. But if, you know, his social media is accurate, well, his girlfriend snitching on him is accurate, then there's another one. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
We have no choice but to accept Bingham, right?
So, well, we'll get to that. Let's go in order, but based on the players that we did sign. I know that it's already been a week or several days now for some of these guys where we really haven't talked about it. By the time that this gets released, it's going to be already a week. But, you know, we have already talked about these guys a bit already, but specifically Perry Kitchen. What are you guys' thoughts on Perry Kitchen then?
I'm starting to think that Masa's, the way that Masa's brain thinks is really accurate. That shit was, I didn't think that was gonna happen, to be honest with you.
I don't think it's gonna happen. Doyle tweeted yesterday about Shiggy making some remarks on the combine. And he also talked about Kitchen though, about the signing of Kitchen. And this is something that really makes a lot of sense to me. He says he's very vocal, so he's demanding. He talks a lot. He can't play. You couldn't shut him up with tape on his mouth in the field. And I think that's something for that sixth role in our team is going to be super valuable. I mean, given that he's also proven. Like he's decent at the, you know, at the holding position. So I think. Remember what I was talking about, Pedro kind of shadowing that one guy? I think
Jermaine Jones?
Yeah.
That one guy.
I think he does the same thing for Perry Kitchen and you know, I think he gets value from that, right? So whatever we do going forward, whether like he becomes a starter or we use him for value in some kind of trade on the upcoming season, I think he stays this year and he really, you know, learns from Kitchen. At least when it comes to like being vocal and really present, because I think that's something he lacks right now. When I say he, I mean Pedro. I'm liking the signing. I think the more I think about it, I think it makes sense.
You think it was just more of a veteran presence type of thing?
Yeah, which I think we need.
Well, at 25 years old, that's interesting, right? Because Joao Pedro's not that much, you know, older or younger than him. They're about the same age. So,
not forget this fool Kitchen was captain.
Yeah,
for Hearts. So
he's mature like me then. Got it.
He's a coach inside the field.
No, I mean, but we could all agree that like. Pedro doesn't really have a presence when it comes to that being vocal.
He doesn't have a voice.
Yeah. So I like that, you know. And with 25 years old, he has MLS experience and he has overseas experience. Which, yeah, I think in my book it cements him as, you know, with some veteran presence. Even and if before, that veteran doesn't have to be his age, yeah.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to touch on before. You know, I get bashed on. Veteran doesn't necessarily mean his age, but the fact that he's been here and there and he understands the game from a different concept than Joao Pedro, that's why I'm considering him a veteran.
Well, and then this goes back to the whole thing about, is Joao Pedro then really a DM? You know, he said it himself. Listen, but you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm sure we're going to see him at some kind of signing, you know, or meet the players type of bullshit for the season ticket holders. When that happens, I'm specifically going to ask him, what do you consider yourself? I'm not asking you what they're playing you in. Even, I know they put you a few times in an attacking position, but what do you consider yourself being? Do you just consider being a box-to-box? Do you consider yourself as just DM? You just consider yourself as an attacking midfielder? What? And then depending on his answer, I will let you guys know. Until then, this is not settled, but he himself on that video basically said, I recover the ball and I distribute.
I could translate Portuguese if you need that for that conversation.
And that's what a DM does,
but
by the way.
But here's... it also might be a thing where they've seen him on a day-to-day and think they could actually benefit from him in a higher position.
Which is fine, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying what he considered himself. If that's the case, then the whole Jossie argument, playing right back. Have they seen something in him? But is he a right back? No, he's not,
but
right?
See, I think... So, but no, but that's different, though. I think Jossie comes to... You're paying the guy that much money, you want to get him in the field. And they're trying
to figure
something
out. That. But what I'm getting at is... No, go ahead.
With Joao Pedro is a big difference just because I think he poses a more talent in the midfield. So they're trying to see if they convert him to something different. Whether he initially came in thinking he was going to be a defensive mid, you know, that's I think that's almost unarguable because he said it himself. But what they're looking at to get from him could be different, which is fine.
That's not what's bugging me. What's bugging me is people going around saying that he is not a defensive midfielder when he himself has said it.
Yep.
That he's not being played in that position, that's a different story, which that I am not arguing. I've seen him going forward, and I thought he was fine. I thought he looked good, which if that's the case, cool, that's fine. But don't go around saying that he is not a defensive midfielder or that Galaxy don't have anyone in the DM spot because he himself said that he plays that. Now, if the coaching staff sees something that's different about him, right, where they really do think that he's better suited going forward, or maybe he's just a position that he's never played before and he does look better going forward, that's fine. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I'm not arguing that. I'm not opposed to that. I'm totally cool with that, especially for depth. But going around saying that he's not a DM, especially when he himself has said that what he likes to do is basically recover the ball and distribute it, which is what a defensive midfielder does, then you can't argue that he doesn't think that he isn't himself, right? And he said it himself, that he's not very technical going forward or anything like that. So I get it. You know, he's more simple on the ball, something that's really more common with defensive midfielders. So
you know what I think people get confused, though, is that he has a really, like, solid through pass, like, going forward. And I think people confuse that. You could still be a defensive man and put a good ball forward.
Yeah,
I think that gives you a leg up in that position if you could have a vision. You know what I mean? Busquets has that where he's solid as hell recovering, but he also put a through ball like none other. Either way, moving on. I like Kitchen. I think he's gonna be a good addition, especially the way the team's shaping up. I think he's gonna be real good with that. We're talking about leaders in sections of the field. We have Ashley Cole in the back, and I think Kitchen is going to be definitely one of the leaders connecting that midfield and defense, so that's going to be good. I like that. It seems like we have some leadership roles being filled. Good shit, guys. Good business, Galaxy. I like that.
So after that, I guess we got David Bingham, but let's skip on that really quick. We'll do it after this one. Let's talk about Servando Carrasco really quick. The only reason being is because he's essentially been brought in to be the death backup player for Perry Kitchen.
Yeah.
Again, this is just assuming that Galaxy don't see Joao Pedro playing DM anymore, really more an attacking position. What are your guys' thoughts on Servando Carrasco? I mean, me personally, I'm not hyped about it. I really don't care. I don't find anything about him that's interesting. Nothing. Maybe Masan knows a bit more about him than I do.
I hope he comes into the rotation to challenge someone for a position, as opposed to being okay with being a a role player. Like, that's what I want, to be honest with you. With anyone coming in, I just need you to challenge the person in that position to get them to step that shit up, instead of allowing the other person to be a starter, fight them for that spot.
Yeah,
you're basically coming up with my shit, right? You can't come up with your own thoughts?
I mean, it makes sense, though. I think it makes sense.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
I watched a lot of MLS games last year, and I was watching the game, an Orlando game, actually, when Nocherino got injured and Carrasco came in. He's solid. He's your, you know, average player. He's up to par with the team. So, I mean, as for Dev, it's not a bad signing. He's just, don't expect anything special from him. He's just going to come in, play his part, and that's it.
You know, compare him to one of our old Galaxy players.
You know what I think it is, though?
Badjo Husic with more speed.
Okay.
You know what I think it is? And I think, honestly, this is a locker room move, just because he's going to be loyal as fuck to Shiggy. Just because he's played for Shiggy before. And you know, if all accounts are correct on saying that the locker room was split on Shiggy signing, that somebody's going to back up Shiggy no matter what, you know what I mean? So yeah. I think that had a lot to do with it, because I honestly think, like, from what I've seen of Carrasco, I feel like we could have kept what's his name? Fucking, what was the guy who was fighting for? That we said he wasn't up to caliber? Oh, whatever.
Rafa Garcia.
So we could have kept Rafa at a position like that for Depp, right? But I think that plays more for Shiggy to have somebody that he has worked with before and is going to back him up. So I think that had to do with it, and he was available. So that had to do a lot to do with it, in my opinion.
All right, Masa, you want to add anything else on him? I mean, again, I don't know much about him. I mean, I'm sure I've seen him play. I just don't.
He's your average MLSer. That's it.
All right, I can take it for a bench player. Doesn't bug me. Like you guys said, a Siggy guy. So, moving on, David Bingham, it's official.
Hey, there he is.
You know what's really funny to me, though? Were you guys on this Twitter at all? Yesterday, I think, or Friday may have been.
Does it still say San Jose?
No, I got changed. He changed all that shit already. He has now the entrance of a StubHub. Yeah. The same picture that he posted, basically, just, you know, a little piece of it as a banner. Then he changed his profile pic to one of the U.S. pictures with him with a U.S. kit.
Respect.
What I thought was really funny, though, if you go on his shit, you'll see. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the, I don't know. I'm kind of liking him now just because of all those replies. When they're starting to hate you, it makes me like you. All the trash ass San Jose fans, you know, we're like L. So I thought that shit was funny. I mean.
And he's saying the right things. He's saying the right things.
I mean, am I happy with it? No. But am I happy with the rest of the moves so far? Yeah. So I'm going to give Siggy and Dominic Kinnear their benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, because that's Kinnear's guy, huh?
Yeah,
definitely Kinnear's guy. I mean, David Bingham, I'm not a fan of him, you know, but at this point, we've signed him already.
Yeah, he's our player.
I mean, if we supported Cudicini for a little bit at the beginning before he was real trash.
That goes into what I was gonna say. I was gonna say I'm not a fan of him as a player, right? I don't think he's that much of an upgrade from what we had. I'm not a fan.
Agree 100%.
I'm not a fan because he's coming from San Jose. But he's saying the right things. So I'm not giving him the benefit of the doubt, but I am giving him the chance to prove himself. Right? Like,
I'm not saying I give him the benefit of the doubt.
You didn't say you were giving him the benefit of the doubt?
I did?
I think it did. Okay, whatever.
Rewind.
Okay, well, if that's the case, Angel San Jose is fine. No, that's not what I meant.
Angel, you signed on to Bingham without the beer, dog. You gotta at least wait for the beer.
It's new year, new me, since I'm not drinking until New York.
Damn, motherfucker's a liar.
Listen, I'm not giving the benefit of that, but I'm gonna give him prove yourself on the field, right? Because honestly, like, if you're coming in and you perform and you perform for us, you win me over. I won't hold a grudge if you win me over. If you get us points, right? If you save points for us, I'll fuck with you, because all I really care about is my team doing good.
So check it. I'll get on David Bingham's side if he punches Carlos Vela in the face on the play, and Chris Wondolowski in the face on the play.
At the same time.
You can't do it at the same time.
Yeah, you can, dog. At the same time. All right?
The All-Star game?
At the same damn time. All right?
The All-Star game, maybe?
Somehow, I guess in George's mind, it's happening.
While giving me beer.
What?
And eating some nachos. All right.
When David Bingham does that, then I'll be David Bingham 100%. I'll even get a David Bingham jersey, dog. If he punches those two guys in the face.
At the same time.
If he punches those two guys in the face?
At the same time.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, at the same time? With nachos and beer?
Yeah, exactly.
He has to prove me wrong.
That's not enough.
That's not enough.
Beers, two punches?
Punching Carlo Vela in the face and Chris Wondolowski.
When he has like a outstanding season for us, then I'll fuck with that fool. Yeah. Until then, I'm not going to fuck.
Nah, he can be keeper of the year, and if he doesn't punch Wondolowski in the face, Carlos Vela in the face, give George beer and nachos at the same time, he ain't shit to me, though.
As long as he understands, and I know he understands the rivalry, and he...
Say that word again?
He goes all out for us, then...
Say rivalry again?
I'll fuck with that fool. Huh?
Say rivalry?
Rivalry?
Huh?
Rivalry?
Oh, okay, for sure.
He sounded like Scooby Doo. Robbery.
Oh man!
All right. Well, that's David Bingham. I mean, hyped about it? No. Sad about it? Yeah. Whatever.
Someone tweet on my request.
Oh yeah. Oh, actually, yeah. Good idea. Hell yeah. And then after that, we also signed another goalkeeper. I'm guessing his backup, Brian Silvestre. The dude from the Railhawks. Well, I guess they're not called Carolina Railhawks anymore. I forget what the fuck they're called now. But, I mean, interesting signing because he was with Philadelphia, right, for a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that the goalkeeping coach that we have now that we got from Philly probably trained him before.
Yep, you've seen something of him.
So, which one of you guys said it? Andre Blake Part 2?
I did.
I didn't say it.
I did.
Rucci. It was Rudy, right? Yeah, it was Rudy. I was looking at some of his highlights. I mean, I know their highlights are best moments, but his physique is there. I didn't realize how big he was.
Yeah.
Huge.
Well, he reminds me a little bit of a baby Ricketts.
And he got playing time because remember when Blake got
injured?
Blake, yeah, he covered for him. And
oh, that was him?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, you know, he's solid, dude. He's solid as hell. Are we completely
giving him the second string, or do you think he could make
it? They brought him in for second string.
Second string, though. There is no doubt. Or he could fight for the first position.
I think he'll start off there. I think he'll start off there and he's going to put pressure on Bingham, which I'm
that's,
happy
that's what I'm going to say, exactly, yeah. That's going to add some pressure to Bingham, so he needs to perform. So I guess
like my
that's an interesting conversation then because we have like three goalkeepers in USL, right?
Yeah.
So one of those guys is going to have... Well, either that or one of those guys is going to let go because you can't have three keepers in that USL team. You know, those guys are there essentially to play, right? To get playing minutes.
Yeah, well, I think we'll bring one up though. I think that makes
one of them
more
has
sense.
To. Yeah. I mean, I agree. It does make more sense than going out there and getting somebody else. Just you know, bring one of the guys from the lower team just to at least train with the first team.
Yeah, he won't make the 18 man roster, but he'll come up.
All right, interesting.
Yeah, that's. Was that the signings? Is that all signings?
Well, those are the confirmed signings. Yeah, confirmed. And then there's that other thing that we mentioned briefly at the beginning, the Emra Clementa, the defender from Sacramento Republic.
We don't. I don't think
his girlfriend selling him out.
What's that?
And his girlfriend selling him out.
Yeah. His girlfriend basically posted his shit, you know, congratulations on. But maybe she doesn't even know about soccer. Maybe she just knows that it's LA Galaxy, the only team in LA, and she's not aware there's another LA team. So maybe she should be the other LA team.
She's our angel.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, by the way, just I know it's gonna be completely sidetracked. I'm actually putting Ezra Hendrickson in my all-time 11 instead, and I'm moving Tyrone Marshall to the bench.
You had your chance. Had your chance.
Just really quick because
you had
I was
your
looking,
chance. You had your chance. Angel. Let's move forward. Skip the page. Like that's it.
Okay.
Skip
right,
the
fine.
Page.
I was gonna tell you, about
but
story,
it's okay.
But, right.
Hey, it's okay. Listen.
Anyway, okay, fine, moving forward. So Emra Clementa, I guess we might be getting him. I guess it's not official, but you know, by all some of the social media accounts, it looks like it's if he's coming. If that's the case, you know, I guess supposedly from what I've been reading most recently with Sacramento Republic, he was playing center back. But apparently the two seasons before that, he was right back as fuck. So most likely, by the looks of it, if that is true, he'd probably be a backup for Rolf, which is cool because we need depth in our wing backs, both of them, left back and right back. We don't have anybody to come in and back up there. So that'd be interesting. We'll see if that's true.
Hey, Rolf is fucking handsome, dog.
Dog, Hercules as fuck, dog.
Yeah, damn. To be honest.
Yeah.
Man. On the real, he's everything to me right now. He's everything.
If we ain't shit in the field, like, we have the cutest team ever.
Nah, well, you know what? Perry Kitchen came in and he fucked up. He's our outlier. He came in and fucked up our statistics really bad.
Doesn't he look like pawn shops? Not pawn shops, Storage Wars? The guy's married to Brady or whatever her name is?
Oh, Brandy?
Yeah. Doesn't he look like a husband?
Nah.
All right. I did a picture side by side. I'm going to send it to you guys.
Loki, our average would have gone down and we would have signed Buva Lopez.
Well, so let's move on to the rumors with that then. Good shit, George.
Good segue. I like that.
That's how you do it, Rudy.
Yeah, that's how you segment as fuck. Segue as fuck, I mean. Well, all right, let's talk about that just really quick. I was going to hop on to the Rio Aguirre and the Ola Camaro shit because, I mean, we've already talked about both of those, so we can save that for the end. So then Luis Boa Lopez, that's the enduring goalkeeper that was talked about earlier in the week. However, with the most recent Brian Sylvester signing, I'm pretty sure that this is a no-go.
Thoughts? Yeah. Same thing. And it'll take an international spot that we don't have. And then we're looking at Ola, then we're going to, or Ola, or if you go look like we have to pick up another one. So I don't think we're picking up two international spots. I think Bingham is going to be number one, and we have Silvestre, who's going to be
another American, by the way.
Is he?
Yeah,
he's American.
Oh, there you go.
Florida.
Yeah, we're good.
Oh, to put it to its perspective, look him up if y'all don't believe us. This motherfucker's ugly.
Duh, for real. All right, whatever.
It's he looked cool, he looked good. And the reports coming out of Honduras kind of, you know, they made it seem like it was a done deal, but I guess the last hour Galaxy didn't pull the trigger because they you know they named the Galaxy. So
well, but those are reports from Honduras. Yeah, so how accurate is that could be? Dog? I mean,
yeah. You know. Yeah, no, I hear you.
All right, so that's that. I mean, we all believe that that's a no-go. Mm-hmm. So, then, interesting, Rodrigo Aguirre and the Ola Camaro situation. What do you guys, who do you guys want to talk about first? I really don't know because they're both interesting conversations right now.
I'm done speaking about Ola. I'm honestly, it's been ongoing. Why? I want him.
Let's talk about the rumor, not the player. Let's talk about the rumor.
Yeah, you sound like Angel right now, Doug. Last week,
let's talk about the rumor, not the player. Because we already everybody here, and we have a chance to get Ola are with it, right? We want Ola.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. So let's not talk about Ola. Let's talk about what's going on. There's something happened. There's stuff that came out during the week, and there's something that Angel and I kind of picked up on last night. So let's talk about that. What happened during the week?
I think Masa has a better understanding exactly what happened throughout the week, though, with Ola. Correct?
No, I don't know. No,
all right, well, you're useless.
We're trying to get you involved, dog.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know what happened, but I was just trying to get you involved. You're fucking useless.
I have no idea what happened.
So what happened was...
so much for your facts, huh?
So what happened was that... It's not facts.
Sorry, Rudy.
So what happened is that?
So what happened is that Colorado got in the race for Ola and seemed like a destination because they have the money and they're ready to pull the trigger. The issue comes where Columbus wants to be player first when it comes to transactions. So they're really asking Ola what he wants to do, and he said. And I'm paraphrasing here. He said he wanted to be in a major coastal city. Is that right?
Along the line.
Which you pretty much just
said Colorado, Los Angeles.
No.
San Diego.
He said Los Angeles, but I'll say in Los Angeles.
Oh,
right?
Portland. I thought he was talking about San Diego, to be honest with you.
No.
Seattle, you know.
So he wants to be out in the beach. Angel said he said Manhattan Beach, which, you know, we have Brian Rowe has a house himself, so we could help my man out. So that happened. So it seems like the Colorado deal might fall through. And then last night, last night I saw a video of Shiggy talking about the possibility of them trading down on the draft picks with Philly, which would give them, I assume, the money needed to pick up Ola. So I think this just got hot again. Ola just got hot again, which is to my liking.
Well, also, he did say that at this point, Galaxy can't go after him because there's not enough TAM-GAM available from all the recent transactions mm-hmm. that have happened to sign Ola Kamara.
Yeah.
All right. So if the movement does happen with Philadelphia, I guess somehow, I mean, we're not working for the Galaxy, so we don't know what the details are there, but what he made it seem, and from what we read this morning, again, that it's possible if the moves are made. You know, if the moves are made, Galaxy may have enough money to bring Ola. Dog, I'm smart as fuck, man. Damn.
yeah. I think Ola, in my opinion, Ola should be the number one targeted striker for the little guys who've been linked to.
I agree.
100%.
Okay. So then that leads to the whole situation with Rodrigo Aguirre. What happens there then?
Yeah. Rodrigo Aguirre was hot on the rumors about him being like really close to signing with the Galaxy.
Everything already showed that he was supposedly had, you know, it was just a matter of his agent coming down and, you know, sealing the deal or whatever.
Yeah. Well, and I heard that his agent was in Los Angeles too, right? Whatever. So the point is that we're really close to signing Rodrigo Aguirre, a player who I think also works though, because just from watching watching some of his videos, he's a player that likes to move, who open space, which is what I think Gio needs. I think he'd be a good signing too. I wouldn't be mad at it, right? But going back to what I just previously mentioned, that I would, you know, for me, Ola's is the number one target just because he's physically, I think, a little taller than Rodrigo, and he's also proven in this league, which to me is really important because, you know, just from seeing a lot of players coming in and Alessandrini being a complete outlier, it takes some time to adapt to this league.
With the current team, right?
Well, it does the league. I think it takes.
Well, because I was gonna say Robbie Keane is fucked, dog. He didn't have to adapt to shit.
Well, but these are. All right. Do you think Aguirre and Keane are in the same level?
No.
Oof. Okay. Well.
No.
I mean,
coming in. No, coming in.
I don't know. Let's talk. Okay. You know what? That's a good argument.
Coming into MLS, that's
right
an
now,
argument.
Come. Yeah. We don't know. Again, I guess we don't know what to expect. But the difference is that Rio Aguirre, he's what, 23, so he's on the up. Big time. You know, you can't really compare the two because Robbie Keane, when we got him, let's be honest, we were getting him towards the end of his career, right? And Rodrigo Aguirre, he has everything to prove. You know, imagine you come to the Galaxy when you just had a good season with Nacional, you come to the Galaxy and you kill it here again too. Even if he only stays here for the loan period, someone's going to want his ass bad in Europe, right? Or Udinese might pay him, or Roma might come back for him. You know, it's all upside for him, so he has everything to prove. So I could see that happening.
Well, then I'll bring up a second argument why I still have Ola ahead of him. He's had some knee injuries, right? None of them seem like they're major knee injuries, but they have been recurring knee injuries, and including right now, he's recovering from some kind of procedure. And the one thing I could tell you about the MLS is a physical league. Is that going to be a problem for him? Are we going
to
end up?
Well, to be fair, that was an intense ass player.
Yeah,
no?
He is.
Yeah,
he is.
Like he reminds me a lot of Diego
Alexis
Costa.
Sanchez. Oh,
Diego Costa. All right, cool. And what happens to Diego Costa?
Gets hurt all the time.
He's getting chopped all the time.
That's cool.
For the soccer that you like to play. Like I don't think that's.
My problem.
So you're telling me you wouldn't want a striker like that?
Not with knee injuries.
With that intensity.
Not with knee injuries.
No.
Not with knee injuries. No. That's what bugs me. Knee injuries, right? Because if it's happening at least that are not as but you know what? No, but I'm not gonna say that, right?
I'm not gonna say that because
he played in Italy and he played South America with.
The other thing I was gonna tell you is maybe his knee injury is something that Samal has been recurring. He just hasn't had the time off to be able to recover for or do the actual proper procedure. Maybe it's not even that big of a deal. You know, just because it's knee injury, automatically people think it's an MCL, an ACL.
It's an MCL.
You know, but doesn't mean it has to be a tear or anything like that. That's what I'm getting.
Knee injuries are knee injuries, and I'm not gonna take this bullshit. Like knee injuries are knee injuries, bro. Like knee injury, you never fully recover from knee injury.
What you mean? I'm recovered as fuck right now, 100%.
That's why you stayed off all playoffs.
That's how you played.
I mean, you're right. I guess.
Listen,
but you said you made an argument. I don't know why you're arguing. I don't know if you're arguing with the other two guys, but I never said that I didn't want Ola over Rodrigo Aguirre. I'm on the Ola boat over Rodrigo Aguirre because if we get Ola, for him, it's more long term. Rodrigo Aguirre, even if we get him, there's not a guarantee that we're going to keep him. Coming in on a loan.
With that whole Rudy thing, it's a risk I think we should take because it's a loan. If he gets hurt, fuck it. He got hurt.
Okay.
But, whatever. All right. But say we get him over Ola. If we take that risk, we're one striker away from Jossie back up top or Bradford Jameson up top. That's not a risk I'm willing to take.
Here's
it's a risk that we have to take for the money.
We're taking a risk either way because we're only targeting one striker.
But one of the strikers is an injury prone. Like Aguirre.
Yeah, but I'm not saying I'll take Rodrigo Aguirre over.
That was my question.
For the money, I don't see why we shouldn't take a risk if Ola's not available.
Yes. Okay.
Well, okay. If Ola's not available, we're not having this conversation. We're having this conversation because of what's happened literally in the last
24 hours.
What, 72 hours?
Yeah.
Including what we read this morning.
Yep. Yeah. No.
Would you drop all talks with Aguirre right now, knowing what we know about Ola?
No.
You don't. Until someone signs, you don't drop anything.
Exactly. That's how I'll play, too. I wouldn't... Listen, if Ola doesn't come through, I'm all for Rodrigo, right? My worries are still the same, but I'll buy into him because, like I just said a bit ago, he moves the way it benefits Gio. Like, he opens space, he makes good runs. And that's only going to benefit Gio, which is something we need, you know. So yeah, I'm all for him.
Can I ask you guys a question?
What's up?
What happens? Well, because not what happens. How do you guys feel about it if we don't sign either and we don't sign a striker?
Hold on, Doug.
I said hold on. Right? Shut the fuck up.
Well, you're gonna listen to what I say, right?
I don't care. I'm saying hold on. Keep in mind everything that we've done so far. With the goalkeepers, with the defenders, the players coming back from injury in the midfield, and how stacked we are from the midfield down.
Jazzy Zardes has the best year of his life.
Hold on, Doug. Are you guys okay with this team like this for the meantime?
Nope.
To wait until the summer after the World Cup?
No.
So if we don't sign a striker, it's a bust. Fuck everything else, it's a bust.
Well, it's not a bust, I think we're not going to be, we're still not going to be scoring goals. So
yeah. Yeah,
we need someone up top. I could care less who comes in.
We don't have to score a shit ton of goals if we defend better.
Oh my god!
Yeah, we could defend better, and we're still not going to get points.
I don't want that mentality, dog.
You need to get points. We need to score, and if we're not scoring, we're 0-0. We still might not make playoffs.
We're good because we have Jazzy Zardes. Relax, he's gonna have the best year of his life.
No, he's not, dog.
Jazzy's gonna play right wing, dog.
Jazzy could. I don't know. Maybe he could. Maybe
right wing over Lesnar.
No, we'll throw Alessandrini to the left.
You crazy.
Over Leggett?
You crazy.
Leggett plays central.
Over
Jonah.
Over Gio? So Gio's sitting down.
Over
Well, then they'll probably throw Gio up top.
Dog, shit.
And what has Gio done up top, though?
Honestly, yeah, just... Hey.
I'm not stupid as fuck. You're going to tell me Jossie Zardes is a good striker? He's not. He's a good right midfielder.
What I'm saying is with what we got right now, we have to throw Jossie up top.
I just gave you guys hypothetical if we don't get any of these guys.
That's dumb.
You know, I've thought about that. Hold on. No, you know what? I've thought about that.
No.
I thought about throwing Emma up top just because he's fast.
Alessandrini, I can see that happening because he's very technical.
And don't say it's not possible, dog. Henri was a winger.
Everything is possible after last year with Jossie playing right back.
I just agree with you, Masa. Damn, relax. I just agree with you. Damn, fuck.
But now you're just playing FIFA manager. That shit's not going to happen. They're going to keep him at
a
spot.
It's not a FIFA manager. Henry didn't work out at Juve because he played wing, and then when he got to Arsenal, they moved him up top. So why wouldn't it work with another winger that could finish? And Alessandrini can finish
because he's more valuable in the wing than he is on top.
I mean, but now that we have depth, Marcel has a good argument though. Because before we were tossing in what's his name,
Bradford
Jameson, or you know, one of those other weak dudes right now.
Puppy.
Right now we had depth, so I can see what Marcel's saying. You know, maybe obviously that's not the target. I'm just saying that can happen. Maybe let's say we do get a Rodrigo Aguirre and he gets injured one game, right? Or he's missing out one game. I could see that being an option. You know, toss Alessandrini up top.
To me, he is most valuable in that wing. Because listen, playing in that wing, he scored double digit goals and had double digit assists. With that productivity from that wing, I would have moved.
Okay, but I'm saying, an example, we don't sign a striker. Then who would you throw up top?
No, you're not throwing you up top. And that's why I'm saying it's a bust if we don't have a striker. Like no matter what, like that's a bust. Because listen, and let's say last year was supposed to be the Jets' year, right? Unfortunately, he gets fucked over really early season with the U.S. men national team. So this is second opportunity at that goal, right? So let's say he could provide double digit assists, and now we have double digit assists from the other side with Alessandrini. Man, give me a tronco. Give me friend back there, dog. Just have him stand in the middle again.
Nah, fuck that.
Listen, I'll take friend over Sir Jeff right now.
Hell.
Nah, you're insane on that one. On that one, you're on your own.
Disconnect.
Listen, what I'm trying to say with that is, like, give me any striker, a real striker, to sit in the area.
Who?
Like,
give me a let's say we don't get anybody. Give me a U.S. striker.
I'm not gonna go into fucking throwing names that are not possible. Listen to what I'm saying though, is that with that quality of midfield, we need a striker.
Exactly, with that quality of midfield, you could just throw Alessandro.
No, because he's part of that quality of midfield, dog.
Well, you could throw Emma.
You can't compare anybody in that midfield to that wing. Nobody come close to that.
We have the depth.
One, I don't think it's gonna happen. Two, we're in the market for a striker. This is a dumb conversation. And listen, double digit assists, double digit goals from that wing, and you want to move that. That just doesn't make any sense. Like, the only kind of productivity we had was on that wing, and you want to say, hey, let's move that. Let's change that dynamic.
Massa.
Okay.
I don't know, dog. It makes sense to me. If we don't have a striker.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
A lot of wingers could play forward, too.
Yeah. Like me.
And out of all our wingers, he looks like a better striker if he had to play that position.
And then he has no balls on top, so he doesn't do anything.
Well, what do you mean? If you guys are so high on Legit, wouldn't Legit assist that fool?
No.
There you go, Doug. There's your argument. You guys are so high on Legit.
No, I'm high on.
What do you mean, you guys?
You're like, on that you're wing. Like, yeah, I'm high on Alessandrini on the wing. That's what I'm high on. That's my only argument, is Alessandrini on that wing. That's it. That's the only argument.
I don't even know why we're arguing. Jazzy's gonna have a breakthrough.
No, he's not. I hope he gets fucking sold to Sacramento for that one pack we got.
God damn, for the girlfriend of the guy?
Yeah, though.
Two for one trade?
I don't know, though. I think Sardes is going to have a good season, and he's going to play on the wing.
Yeah. Let's bring Robbie Keane back so you guys.
God, you're a fucking idiot.
Well, didn't he score already, Robbie Keane, with his team?
Yeah. Is he a celebration?
Who got hurt?
Yeah, I saw a celebration. He got hurt already, too, right?
Damn, you seen his ankle?
Yeah, that's fucking fat.
Ugly, dog.
All right. Well, so I guess moving on, you know, it's, I don't know, how long is this now that we've had this conversation? So much for being short this week, right?
This is the episode. Be nice.
Yeah, I think we could be straight here. All right, well, with that being said, this was another episode of Straight from the Stands.
This is your boy, Rudy. Boy,
I am Smart. Rudy, meet me on the gram, and I don't know what else. Hey, Rudy.
Hey, we're talking news and rumors?
Well, no, serious shit, though. Because
I have a topic that I want to, you know, hear you guys out. It wasn't in our previous run-through, but it's not Galaxy-related, but I still feel we need to talk about it.
Okay.
Okay, well, just really quick, then, that's recent news rumors that happened this week.
For the Galaxy.
Yeah, for the Galaxy, relating to our team. only about the Galaxy. We know that there's other news over there relating to former Galaxy player. I'm guessing that's what George wants to talk about.
Damn, segue is fucked, dog.
Yeah. Well, okay, if you want to bring it in really quick, let me make a note of it here for my notes.
I just want to know our thoughts. I personally don't have anything against it because it doesn't affect us directly. I feel like I've said it once, and I'll say this shit live and direct. He's the Brett Favre of soccer. I don't think...
Bitch, I'm the one that came up with that. Don't be taking my shit.
Fuck you! I was the one that told you. Damn, I got really mad. I got defensive, dog.
I'm going to check, dog, because I'm pretty sure it was me.
All my life, I was the one that said that. And you're like, yeah, that's accurate as fuck.
You know what?
I'll check, because I don't know.
It's a paycheck. It's a paycheck for Donovan.
How big? Do we know how much he was paid?
It has to be. I don't think it's gonna fucking. You know, it's not.
Did he beat the Neymar? Did he beat the Neymar?
No, it's not Neymar. Damn. It's not Pogba. You know, it's not Coutinho. But it's a paycheck, dude. And the thing is, he gets to expand his brand to Mexico, right? I mean, he's already a known player down in that area. I don't have no problem with it.
I haven't think against it.
I don't have a problem. It's funny though. this is definitely red to Angel. Liga MX is becoming the retirement league or the post retirement.
Well,
league.
I mean,
actually, I was the one that said that.
Oh, whatever.
Okay, whatever, George.
No.
Whatever, dog.
That was you, dog.
Well, I mean, think about it. It's happening. I mean. And I guess it's similar to the age where we're getting players where they're still being productive, right? But still people are always arguing that, oh, it's retirement league. They're going to retire. But they're still being productive. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
You know? And look, it's like, technically he went shit, to Mexico to retire, shit, you know? Man. The shit is that he's just been a monster. I mean, was it Jeremy Mendes? I forgot about him. And he went over to America.
Yep.
To retire too. Yep. They're talking about I think Tigres was also talking about bringing
Nasri?
Yeah, Samir Nasri, same shit. Retirement because he fell off so bad. I mean, look, personally, I guess there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. As long as they're still going to produce.
Listen, I watch a lot of Liga MX, so I'm okay with that.
Yeah, so yeah, I don't mind it either. Especially if Tigres wanted him. Yeah, I'll take that shit any day.
They love France, huh? Tigres?
Yeah, dog, apparently.
As long as they don't know. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah, I didn't talk about that. I like that.
The what?
About Alessandrini.
The rumor with Tigres, Alessandrini?
Oh, Alessandrini to Tigres? Yeah, well,
that was scary. That
was scary.
I was accurate as fuck on that. I was close. I was so close to being right.
Just to touch up on that. I don't know who found it or where it came from, but there was rumors of Alessandrini going to Tigres.
I found that shit. And then you guys told me about Nasri. It's like, oh shit, that's when
it was around the same time that he was vacationing in Mexico. We went wild.
Yeah, like we start seeing the different stories in Mexico. Oh my god.
We just kept that behind the scenes that we were panicking back. They were like, no.
I wasn't panicking, dog. I knew that.
Shut up, Masa.
Shut up, dog. Because you were ready to put him up on top.
Well, the rumor was that there was going to be a Marseille connection in France. Right, and that's what kind of like triggered me because like Alessandrini and Gignac have that connection from Marseille, but so does
fuck you, John, if you're listening.
But so,
yeah, they have a bromance. The only bromance better in this world is the one between George and I.
Hey,
I love you.
That was a little scary, but I'm glad that seems to be dying down.
I was so close to being right. Yeah, damn, yeah.
Well, anyways, back to the Landon Donovan thing because I didn't get my thoughts I guess we went on a tangent here, and we apologize for that.
That's been the theme. That's been the theme of this episode.
No, we've been on point with the recent rumors. We're supposed to go to the academy, but whatever.
I don't think we're gonna do that today.
Yeah, that's right. We have that on our schedule for today. Just really quick, I guess on the Donovan thing. Depends, right? Because I know physically his body could still do it. I think where he was really tired in soccer in general, I think was mentally, because what was it, like age 16, 17, yeah, something like that, when he really came into the scene at US, and from the get-go he had to put this country's team on his shoulder,
and he did.
No other player has done that to this day.
It sounds familiar.
No
to
Christian. Fucking player. Who?
It sounds similar to you, to what they're doing to Pulisic? Golden Boy?
Yeah, yeah. Bullish is, yeah, and that's what, and you know what?
Yeah, and you know what? And that's why I hate people like, oh, well, Gold, like, nah. The whole, what is it, a rant that Lacey Lalas went on, you, talking to you, Golden Boy, you know, or whatever of the future. You're talking to a kid on his first World Cup that's trying to take this team into the World Cup when you have a team of veterans. That's not his fault.
No.
And Pulisic put in work in those games.
Yep.
All right, he was the only one doing shit. Everybody else didn't do shit, so he gets nothing. Anyone that wants to bash Christian Pulisic on that, get the fuck out.
Hey, but,
or you know nothing right. about soccer.
All right, tangent. Hey, but I have a question because I was having a discussion with someone earlier about the Donovan and someone, and their question was, "Well, why didn't he go back to the Galaxy?"
Like,
I have
no.
a question for you guys. Do you guys think that there's a place for Landon Donovan on this team? I personally don't think so.
Nope. Remember 2016 Donovan?
Okay, but look, 2016 Donovan wasn't terrible. Like, 2016, like, he came in and he was terrible. No, he wasn't.
I don't think he was.
No, he wasn't terrible at all. No, he was not. He earned a spot to be in that playoff game against Colorado.
Okay. Is there a place for Landon Donovan on this roster? No, there is not.
There is not. There is not a place. Now, with that being said, since, you know, we went off a little tangent there about Pulisic. Same shit with Donovan. No, because it came up. Same shit with Donovan. At a young age, this country was put on his shoulders. Okay? The entire country, this national team, he carried this team. Mentally, from that young age, with all that hype around you, that had to fuck with him at one point. Or at least, you know, not fuck with him, but, you know, exhausting. You know, so I don't blame him for retiring early. I don't. He got the pressure that no other U.S. player has ever gotten in this fucking country. Right? So, mentally, he probably was just tired. And maybe the year or two that he took off, you know, helped him a little bit. You know, maybe he feels like he still has one more year left. So, that's cool. You know, go get your paycheck. You know, good luck to you out in Mexico. Hope you lose to Tigres in the final. you know, but, you know, episode. Best of luck to you. And, yeah, you know, well, they killed Toluca yesterday. 3-1.
Oh, no shit.
And they look pretty good too. But anyways, you know, good luck to him. That's how I feel about it. I'm glad he didn't come back to the Galaxy because, you know, it would have been one of those things like where I don't know how he was going to do. You know, we don't know how he's going to do out of Mexico either. So, you know, and I'm glad he's going to go, you know, test himself out a little bit out there, you know, see how that goes for him. You know, it's cool. If he does well, you know, it's just helps out. Kind of like when everyone used to bash the Americans, he went to Everton and he put in work. So,
you know what? You know what it is.
Best of luck to him.
I think it's a midlife crisis. But you know, whatever.
Yeah, it could be. You know, the fact that he retired like two years earlier. He retired like 2 years earlier than that. I mean, how many players are still playing? You know, on our team right now that are a lot older than him.
Yeah.
And shout out to Donovan for not signing another MLS team.
Yeah.
And that's what I was gonna say. At least he didn't go to San Jose or LAFC. You know.
That fool did say. I think he said no to RSL too. They wanted to go.
And they wanted to give him DP contract. He said no.
I was like, nah.
Respect.
So, you know, that's cool. That's my thoughts on that. I don't know if you guys want to add anything else to that. You know,
I'm excited about it. I'll probably start watching Liga.
I'm definitely going to watch the Leon games because of him. I'm not going to deny that. Yeah.
And I think that's where the move's made. I think business-wise, that's what the move's made for. To attract American market. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah,
because there are a few Americans playing there, but it still doesn't catch the attention.
Nobody.
So they're doing the opposite of what we did with Gio.
That's crazy. Huh?
Exactly.
And oh wow, there you go, Massa, good shit. Not only are they retirement league, but they're also trying to attract a different market. Yeah.
Makes sense.
Cool, interesting stuff. Though, I mean, I'm gonna be watching. I watch the Tigres games already as it is, and a lot of the high profile Mexican games. So if other people don't, I suggest you watch it. It's very fun to watch competitive league. My thoughts on it. So
yeah, Mex podcast comes so.
Nah, I don't follow other teams like that enough. Really quick, just to anything else you guys want to add on the Landon Donovan thing?
I hope he does well.
Yeah,
good luck.
I hope he does well too. I hope he kills it, dog. It's been a long time.
I hope he doesn't embarrass him.
No, I don't think he will.
I don't think he will.
I mean, do you think he's going to go in and be a starter? No. Or do you think he's going to be coming off the bench?
No, he's coming off the bench, right? He's coming off the bench.
30 minutes every other game.
Yeah.
Probably play a lot of
Copa MX.
The Copa games. Yeah, that'll be tight. It'll be tight to watch that play again.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, I guess that's really much it for this week. We've had a lot of stuff on the recent rumors, news, stuff that we covered that we thought was pretty solid. George brought the Landon Donovan thing on here. I honestly forgot about that. So, you know, I guess cool if you guys want to listen to that. If not, fast forward it to the end.
Are you going to tell them to fast forward once it's done?
Because they already fucked. Because they already fucked. And they listened to it already. anything else? I guess the only thing, just a few shout outs I want to give out to my biggest fan, hater as Raul. Just quick shout out, because we noticed, Rudy actually pointed out, and this is true, been copying, tagging us on different rumors out there, which we probably already knew about, but even then, you know, respect, dog. Hell yeah, respect. Keep it coming, dog.
Follow my man at Stamp Poppy on Instagram.
Yeah, he cuts hair too, like everyone else in the world.
He cuts your hair.
So yeah, he's a reason I'm bald. He chopped my shit up, and I decided to give up in life.
Hey, so we're shouting out our haters. Shout out, Jesse. Yeah, I appreciate you, Doug. Rudy, you got any haters?
Nope.
You're right, because we all on here, motherfucker.
Oh, man. Oh, that was funny. Good shit, George. That's true, though. I don't like Rudy, though. He thinks he knows everything. He doesn't know shit. I guess a shout out too to Osman, you know, for dipping. We were gonna catch a fade, was it Friday? We were gonna get down on Friday, straight with Thassos, but you know, he dipped and he left. He fresh prince and got the fuck out. He took a flight to I don't know where, and then he didn't want to stay until I got to work at 5:30. We're gonna catch hands. What were we gonna catch hands for again? What were we gonna fight about?
Because Diop, and he was sad that Diop left because we were talking shit about him.
Oh, oh, that's right. No, he gave it. Oh, that's right. Okay, so Osman's trash ass gave us a 1-star.
Damn. Oh yeah, okay. There it is.
There you go. He gave us a 1-star rating on iTunes and wrote a review that we got the 1-star because we were hating on this boy Diop. So.
Saying the truth.
The only reason he likes him is because he replied, because Diop responds to his direct message.
Yeah, that's the only reason, dog. It's the only reason that real he shit, likes Osman. Diop, because the only one that talks to him and shit.
You got 4 motherfuckers here that would talk to you on Instagram if you need that.
Slide in my DM, bro.
Yeah, calm down.
Yeah, it's cool. That's cool. So yeah, we were supposed to fight, but he decided to leave early. You know, he chickened out. So, you know, I guess we're going to reschedule our fight for probably next week or some shit. I don't know. We'll see what's up.
Home opener, y'all.
Yeah. All right. Oh, well, yeah,
and,
that's it.
And whoever listened last week when I randomly threw out that San Jose trip, we're going to put out a video coming soon. So, you know, let y'all know what you need to do to get that free trip. To
yeah.
San Jose.
So, George.
Don't shut the fuck up. Sure, I just told him.
You guys
I already talked
it.
About
no,
it.
No. George, last me? Week. No, let me tell you guys what happened. Last week, George decided on his own without consulting with the three of us.
Tell him how we prep call. Yeah. How we prep call.
We don't need to give him the details of how we do this. No. Point is that you just went on and basically sponsored on behalf of the rest of us someone's away trip to San Jose on behalf of the Straight for the Stands.
No, we're cool with it, but we just didn't know
we were doing okay it. With it. We just didn't know, and we found out that episode, like the rest of y'all, that we're doing that.
I wanted to be like Oprah, dog. You get a trip. You get a trip.
You get a trip. Everybody gets a trip. So, you know, we briefly talked about it, that, all right, that's fine, that we'll do it. We're actually going to change it up a little bit, though. We're going to do it for 2 people.
Yeah, just, all right, just wait for the details
yeah,
coming
yeah,
in
but
the
we're, that's yep. what we're saying. We're going to get the details coming soon. We're going to talk about it, get it out of the way, and we'll figure it out. We still got several months till we get there. But that's that.
Yep. With that being said, thank you for joining us on our 10th episode of Straight from the Stands. I'm your boy, Rudy, and I'm Smarts on Twitter. I'm Smarts on the Gram.
This is Jay Undefeated, Jay Daddy, a.k.a. Jorge, a.k.a. Tom Brady. Shout out for that win yesterday. Fuck the Titans.
Oh, my God. I can't stand this. I whatever. I'm not going to say nothing else. Just this is Angel. Follow me. I live it AF. Fuck George.
This is Frank, a.k.a. Masatelli. Peace, love, and Jesus.